The Indian men's table tennis team assured itself of its third consecutive bronze medal at Asian TT Championships, overcoming a gritty Kazakhstan 31 in the quarterfinals on Wednesday. The medal in the men's team event was secured after the women lost to Japan in the semi-finals to end with a historic bronze. In the men's quarterfinal, world number 60 Manav Thakkar set the tone, delivering a stunning upset by dismantling Kazakhstan's top-ranked player, world number 41 Kirill Gerasimenko, in a dominant 30-119, 117-116 sweep. Gerasimenko, normally a formidable opponent, struggled to contain Thakkar's aggressive style, handing India an early lead at Asian TT Championships. Kazakhstan's Alan Kurmangaliev, number 183, struck back swiftly, defeating Harmeet Desai 30-116, 115, 118, with a relentless attacking display, leveling the tie at 11. Desai, visibly out of rhythm, was overwhelmed by Alan's pace and aggression. Veteran Sharath Kamal, India's table tennis icon, stepped up in the third match, easing past Ados Kenjigulov 30-114, 117, 12-10, with characteristic poise and precision. Despite Kenjigulov's brave efforts, Sharath's experience proved too much, restoring India's lead at 21. The decisive moment came when Harmeet faced a fired-up Gerasimenko in the fourth rubber. After a shaky start, world number 91 Harmeet found his footing, launching a fierce counter-attack in the second and fourth games, turning the tide with explosive backhands and blistering forehands. In the fifth game, Harmeet raced to a 61 lead, ultimately holding off a late comeback from Gerasimenko to win 32 and seal India's place in the semi-finals, ensuring the bronze. India men had finished with bronze in the previous two editions in 2023 and 2021. This victory marks India's seventh overall medal in the Asian TT Championships. India play either Chinese Taipei or Japan in the semi-finals on Thursday. The women's team secured its first bronze medal after a 13 loss to Japan in the semi-finals earlier in the day, despite a strong showing against second-seeded South Korea. Strategic missteps, including the absence of foreign coach Massimo Costantini against number 4-seeded Japan, may have cost India a shot at the finals. Surprisingly, the top-ranked Indian woman, Srija Akula, was also benched. Ayika Mukherjee, who shone in the previous round against South Korea, started well against Miwa Harimoto, ranked number 7 in the world, but let key opportunities slip, losing 23-811, 119, 811, 13-11, 74. Miwa struggled to cope with Ayika's odd pimpled rubber, but the latter failed to press home the advantage. Manika Batra leveled the score with a commanding 116, 115, 118 win over Satsuki Odo, ranked number 17 in the world, but Mima Ito, Japan's second-best paddler at number 9, dominated Sutirtha Mukherjee, winning 119, 114, 15-13 to put Japan ahead. In the decisive fourth match, Batra couldn't maintain her earlier form, falling 116, 611, 112, 113 to Miwa, sealing India's exit but securing a well-earned bronze, and, with agency inputs.